welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and women who build their businesses from home are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women. I know you chuckle, right? In business and in life. Well, let's face it. Now that everybody, we are in the midst of this social distancing pandemic, I keep calling it, I say that we're quarantining because we're all in this together. And it has given a new respect for people that are building their businesses from home and the discipline it takes and everything else. And I'm excited today. We're kind of doing a combo, Author's Alley, Healthy Habits, because we have, you know, Rin is here. She's, you know, not only a Reiki master and a coach, but she's an amazing writer. And I'm going to read you her bio from her fabulous book, The 12 Steps for Everyone. Rin Garalewinski, or Rinsky as she is known, is a writer, artist, writer again, dog lover, life coach, and a big fan of 12 Steps. She has worked through the steps numerous times since she quit drinking in 1999, and with each run-through, bringing on deeper levels of insight and bigger bounties of joy. A certified life coach with a focus on creativity, Rin combines her passion for words, spray paint, and spirituality into a marvelous mix for daily life. She's a certified Life Level 2 Reiki practitioner and in the midst of obtaining certification as a recovery coach. With a BFA in creative writing and an MA in English literature, her works have appeared in publications spanning from India to New York City. She's been on staff of several newspapers and continues to write on a freelance basis. I love the dogs in the background because her books include a doggy dictionary, a rat dictionary, a book of jerks with tips for dealing with difficult people, a yoga guide with a cartoon skeletons depicting the poses, and her art pops up in newspapers, poetry journals, Bowery Club murals, and in backyards across the world. You can find her online at the Etsy shop. She's gone to customers in Australia, Sweden, Italy, New Zealand, and across the U.S. Life coaching is the most recent addition to her businesses in Rin Industries, a realm she entered when her own life felt like it was on a blah, blah platform. And she discovered a fresh set of tools and joys that came with life coaching, and she was driven to share both with others. So I'm so excited to have you here, Rin. Welcome to Mom Radio. Amazing to hear all this stuff about yourself, isn't it? It's like, wow, yeah. Man, I did good.
Yeah, it blows my mind because a lot of it, I mean, like the writing and art are just natural. So I'm always creating something. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, no big deal. But then I'm like, wait a minute, I got sold to New Zealand. This is pretty cool.
It is. And you know what? I would love for you to take us on your journey because, you know, you're rock back in 1999 and I can't, you know, you were on the streets of New York City to where you are now.
Yes. Yeah. That's a nice big move upward, thankfully. I entered the streets of New York City by choice because I didn't care. And I grew up in suburban Michigan, and I was convinced that suburbia was the reason I was so angry and so depressed and so not feeling good, and I never fit in, and I just, the world sucks. So I'm going to go try that Janis Joplin thing of freedom is nothing left to lose. And if I go to New York, I will become famous because someone will, you know, discover me. So I went to New York and I became drunk and really drunk and drunk every day. I went there when I was 18, and at the time, the legal drinking age in New York was 18. So I was in heaven. Needless to say, drinking began to take over my life over a 10-year span. And the only reason that I actually stopped drinking is because I was going to die at the age of 29. And that scared the heck out of me. And I realized my writing and art had gotten so, I guess, messy. I couldn't even read poems I had written the night before, and I was not following any of my dreams. But beyond all that, I was honestly going to die, and I wasn't done, and I got a spark of actually wanting to live. So at that moment, I did the God help me prayer on my knees, screaming, and I woke up the next day and drank. But within a week, I had entered recovery, and I entered it kicking and screaming. I didn't want anything to do with these recovery principles. I just don't want to die. Just give me some money, make me famous, and help me stop drinking. But it doesn't work that way, because if you stop drinking but you don't change who you are, you're just a miserable sober person instead of a miserable drunk. So fast forward through tons of recovery. Yeah, the steps are my foundation for living. And as I go through them each time, as it mentioned, I go to higher and higher heights of inner joy, and that helps me better express my outer joy and find what really resonates with me as what I want to be doing to make a living. And that's why things keep expanding. I'm a Gemini, so I'm all over the place with interest. And I got to try this, I got to try that, I got to try this. And some of them really sore, some of them, okay, I'm not cut out for it, and let me move in a different direction. But trying is really essential. You'll never know if you don't try.
Agreed. It's an amazing thing, because sometimes things seem so overwhelming that, it's looking, when you look at recovery in the giant scope of it, it's too much to look at. That's why it's one day at a time. That's why sometimes it's one minute at a time. You know, one breath at a time.
Oh, yes.
I love the way that you've put together the 12 steps for everyone, adaptations of the steps for folks that are not in recovery. So taking that 12-step, model and shifting it for everyday life.
Right.
It really is a wonderful way to look at things, because all of those steps are just steps in life. The healing that goes on in recovery is still stuff that you can use in your day-to-day. Like you said, every time you go through them, you find new heights, new joys. So what do you feel that other women, really, especially women, can learn from what you have, your journey and what you've gone through?
Oh, persistence, definitely. Just keep on keeping on. If you're hitting a wall, maybe change course. Maybe that's not the right thing for you, but do not give up. Just tweak it a little. And don't be ashamed to ask for help. I mean, that is the only way that I'm still alive today. And I had to finally say, damn, I cannot do this on my own. So I had to reach out to people, and then eventually I started reaching out directly to God, and that's when things got really magical. And the steps, I would recommend them for everyone. I was just thinking, the first step is I am powerless over alcohol, right? But my 12 steps for everyone is I am powerless over pretty much everything. And that is so appropriate right now. The steps have been saving my butt through this pandemic quarantining stuff, because I have no control over what's going on in the outside world. And reminding myself of that lifts a big burden off my shoulders, so I can focus on what makes me happy.
It's amazing, because what is going on with this whole pandemic and everything else, and the things that people are learning from it. We've talked about it before on the show. Adults, when you talk to us 10 years from now, people are going to talk about, oh my God, I almost lost my business. I did this, the blah. When you talk to our children 10 years from now, kids that are 5, 8, 11, 10 years from now, they're going to remember how wonderful it was to have the chance to be schooled at home and to sit down to meals with their family, and to start working on puzzles and all of the other things that you can't just watch TV all day long. You can't just, you may be reading together in your family circle. All these wonderful things that can come out of the bottom. I mean, let's face it, we're all in recovery right now,
Right.
We are. this is an assault to our living senses, but it's a temporary situation and something that we should learn from in a good way. So
exactly.
In that vein, what do you feel is sometimes like the greatest obstacles that stand in the way of our success?
Front and center is ourselves. I mean, myself, I had to get out of my own way before I succeeded. And how that applies now, like just the people reading the news are getting so negative, they're getting so scared. They are creating that fear within themselves. Whereas, like you just pointed out, the kids, they're taking, oh my God, this is cool, hanging out with mom and dad. And people running their businesses were seeing, oh, how can I help people who really need help right now? These are opportunities to grow, to learn, and I agree, to connect more with our spiritual selves rather than our TV and internet selves, because we have time to reflect and turn inward and upward.
There you go. Inward and upward.
Yes.
I love that. I really do. I love that. And again, you know, life is just, it's all perspective, you know, and it's thinking beyond yourself right now. People, it's so easy to get so wrapped up in how this is affecting you. I put up a post the other day and it's like, you know, I have my mask, my friend and I made masks, use the coffee filters in between. And I'm like, well, just here's the thing. I'm not doing this to keep your germs from me. I'm doing this to keep my germs from you. Since I can't be tested and I, who knows if I'm a carrier or not, I'm doing this out of love for you, not for myself.
Right.
I'm not afraid of what you'll give me. You know, I'm doing this because I'm thinking beyond myself and I don't want to make sure that when I'm outside, even taking a walk where I'm near no one, I'm still wearing that mask out of respect.
Right.
You know, it is. It just, you know, it's, and again, it's just the perspective. So I want to talk to you about what you do and your work to help women succeed.
I help them identify and remove things that are standing in their way. A good example, well, obviously drinking yourself to death would be one of them, but even in recovery, I don't just work with people in recovery from substances. It's a recovery from old beliefs and mindsets. A big hurdle I went through maybe over the past 2 years was a deep-seated belief that I was unworthy. It's things like that. I mean, I could trace it back to early childhood. Well, for me, it was like not an incident, but a series of incidents where I felt less than and I never felt like I fit in. So you get that early in your childhood, whatever it may be, and you spend your next several years building on it. And every instance of, oh, me not getting picked in gym class, see, I'm unworthy. Not getting the cheerleading team, oh, I'm unworthy. You know, you just keep backing it up with all these extra lies until by the time you hit your 40s like I am, you're like, I'm just so unworthy. And you don't even realize you're thinking that, but it is blocking you from success in so many ways. Because you have that mindset, you're giving off that negative energy, and you might be self-sabotaging yourself. You know, I'm going to move forward with this. Oh, but it's not going to work. Well, of course it's not going to work if you say it's not going to work. So I help people dig into those kinds of beliefs and anchors that may be lingering around, and we can remove them through intellectual exercises and spiritual practices. So you're getting the whoosh and gushing out of all that energy that you no longer need and no longer serves you. I do that through coaching and Reiki. I have become a certified level 3 since I wrote that bio, so I am a Reiki master at this point.
Wow. And so, you know what? This is actually the perfect time to take a break. And that way, when we come back, I'd love to talk to you about Reiki. And what it
all
is,
right.
And all really in depth. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans. Take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Rinsky over here. I'm just loving this conversation. So for people that don't know, what is Reiki all about and how does it make a difference?
Reiki is the channeling of divine energy from above through the Reiki practitioner and into whatever they focus on. So into you as a client, into my dogs every morning, into my car when I have a big road trip coming up, anything, because everything is composed of energy on this earth. And this is a healing energy that can be directed through you, to, kind of like acupuncture without the needles, to unblock all those icky things that are holding you back or causing pain or causing anguish. I got into it because I had double tendonitis in my elbows and nothing was working. So because I'm an extremist, I didn't go for a Reiki treatment. I went to become a Reiki practitioner that I could give myself self-Reiki, and after several weeks, it was gone.
Wow. You know, I'm a firm believer. I have pinched nerves in my neck and spine, and a friend of mine actually did a couple of my friends have done Reiki on me, and one of them was in Massachusetts. And when she did this, I all of a sudden felt, it was the first time I ever felt like this. It was almost like a white light that went through me.
Yeah.
And I didn't have an incident with my neck for years until I was in another car accident. But and it was just amazing. Amazing, that
yeah.
feeling. And when all of it is working, it's unbelievable. It really, truly
yes.
is. And
yes. I don't know how I lived without it, actually. I love your experience
right?
with it. Yes.
Well, you know, it's people fight some things like that. You know, they don't realize that, as you were saying, we are all made up of energy. A friend of mine one time, I had a blinding headache, and he put his hands on my forehead and the back of my neck and was like, okay, breathe and connect the energy. Connect. There's a broken, it's like a broken connection in your head. And I will do that when I have a headache. I will actually put my hands, close my eyes, and just breathe and look to connect the energy between my two hands to lift the headache.
Oh.
It
nice.
It really did. Yeah, you know, things like that. You know, we are so much more powerful than we'll ever realize. It's right. Really amazing to me, you know? So I have to ask
our
you.
Our bodies are, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry. Our bodies, go ahead.
Oh, I just said they're designed to heal themselves. So when we let them, they do. You know, when we give them the right nutrients, when we give them the right energy, when we give them the right care with sleeping and exercising, they heal themselves.
Amen to that. I say it all the time, you know, I never take medicine for a fever. It's your body's natural defense against anything
right.
that's trying to, you know, keep it hot, drink those hot liquids, put that mask on your face so you're breathing in hot air because the virus can't live in heat and stuff. You know, we really have an amazing immune system that society and doctors and, you know, over-the-counter medicines have suppressed. So it's why I love things like
right.
Reiki, because it turns to ourselves. So now I got to flip
yes.
it over to your writing. You know, you've got 9 books that you've published so far. So which ones are your favorite?
I think I'm going to say the 12 steps because I have gotten the greatest feedback and I've used it in my coaching programs to help others. And writing that whole book took less than a week. It was one of those ones where you just sit down and you feel like you're just channeled because it's so right. You know, you just write and the writing comes and next thing you know, it's done and you're like, whoa. So I feel that one I have the strongest connection to because it's just so helpful and meaningful. And I got to like the dog book because it has fun cartoons and I love dogs.
Well, I do too. That, I have to tell you, that's probably the hardest thing with social distancing for me is not being able to pet the dogs. As I'm taking a walk, it's like, oh, and you can see them. They're dying for you to pet them. Their big smiles on
yep.
their face.
Oh.
You know?
Yes.
It really
yeah.
is. So tell me a little about your art. What do you find is the best selling of your art? Because I love your illustrations. They're so fun. They really are.
Thank
fun.
You. Yeah, my best-selling art are the metal signs I make based on my illustrations, and by far my Beware of Dog sign is a hit. It's shaped like a dog. You can get whatever size you want, whatever color you want, and it replaces those really old, boring Beware of Dog signs that only came with orange or dogs that were really angry on them. So this is a fun way, a fun yet functional way to put the dog warning out there. I think everything I do is like fun yet functional.
You know what? Fun and functional art is awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
You right. know? It just, so, you know, in listening to your whole journey and this story here, for you, when do you feel you're most alive?
I have 3 places. I was thinking about that. One is on stage or on podcasts like this where I get to share things with others. That really, really pumps me up. Another one is when I am with a Sharpie marker in my hand. I just drawing. Just one of my dreams is to like artify the whole world. And a third one has to be, let's go back to those dogs. I mean, just laying there feeling, you know, dog energy is so soothing. They are just such wonderful creatures. So laying there hugging them when they're not panting back and slobbering on me, when they're laying there nicely.
You know what? Even when they're slobbering, they're really cute. I'm
you know,
sorry.
I was just going to say, who cares? Yeah, I'm like, that's not right. Elmo, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a baby drooling on you. Yeah, it seems they love
yeah.
you. That's why they do it.
Yes.
So as we're wrapping up here, I have to ask you, what is one of the most phenomenal things you've learned on this journey?
Oh, man, to get out of my own way. I have to stress that one because it was me creating all my own problems. You know, me trying to escape the issues by drinking and then, you know, almost dying. And, I mean, I created all that. We have to – being responsible for my own life, that you know, people did not do this to me. I did it to myself by the way I reacted. Maybe I wasn't mature enough to handle what I needed to do, but we can always grow and learn. We can always move and soar, and we can always rise upwards. As long as you're alive, there is hope.
Amen to that. What a great way to start wrapping this up. Rin, let everybody know how they can find you, please.
Yes. Oh, thank you. My coaching website is at rinskicoach.com. That's rinskicoach.com. And I also have an Etsy shop at Rinsky, R-Y-N-S-K-I dot Etsy, E-T-S-Y dot com. And that gives you a good sense of what I offer, who I am, what I do, and how you can get those signs in your house and yard. You know, they've been selling well because people are home now, and they kind of look around. I need some happy art.
There you go. So as we're wrapping up, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Oh, just gratitude. Gratitude is another big thing. I am so grateful to be on this podcast and for all those who have tuned in. And I challenge you to find at least 5 good things you are grateful for and write them down, and then write down a new one every morning and every evening. And just see how much better you feel within a week.
I love that. I'm actually tweeting that out.
Yes. Oh, my God, it's magical. Because, again, perception. We start looking at what we have, not what we don't have or what we don't want, but what we have and what we love. Our whole mindset shifts.
It really does. I want to thank you so much for sharing with us today on Word of Mom Radio. For all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us. We will be back again with another fabulous woman sharing the wisdom of women here in business and in life. So on behalf of all of us from Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network, we're closing out with our fabulous theme song, She Is You. So on behalf of us all, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.